This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A law that granted Montana's monopoly utility company Northwestern Energy the ability to secure reimbursement for new energy-generating assets from its customers has been struck down by a Missoula judge. In a May 6th opinion, Missoula County District Court Judge Jason Marks deemed the so-called pre-approval statute unconstitutional because it applies only to Northwestern Energy. The law at issue, first passed by lawmakers in 2003 and amended in 2007, allows public utility companies to petition the Public Service Commission for approval to pursue new energy generation projects before buying or building them. Opponents of the pre-approval statute have argued that it insulates utilities from the financial repercussions of bad business decisions by keeping captive ratepayers on the hook for costly investments, even if they're ill-advised. The plaintiffs that won the decision say that the pre-approval statute runs afoul of the Special Act provision of the Montana Constitution, which prohibits the legislature from passing a special or local act when a general act is or can be made applicable. Judge Marks said the Electric Utility Industry Generation Reintegration Act includes clauses that benefit only Northwestern Energy. Judge Marks said that the 2007 law conferred exclusive and lucrative financial benefit only on Northwestern Energy, adding that there is no legitimate legislative purpose to financially favor only one corporate owner of a public utility. Northwestern will almost certainly appeal Judge Marks' decision. The Environmental Protection Agency has refused Republican Montana lawmakers' attempts to loosen water quality standards, telling the state that it acted out of turn by adopting a new regulatory framework without first obtaining federal approval. The EPA says that a law passed by the Republican-majority Montana legislature last year runs afoul of the federal Clean Water Act. The EPA said it's concerned that the state's repeal of numeric standards for nitrogen and phosphorus in water bodies, as codified in Senate Bill 358, has led to degraded water bodies and lacks a grounding in science. The state's attempt to overhaul water quality standards by shifting from a numeric standard for nutrients to a more subjective narrative standard is not consistent with requirements outlined in the Clean Water Act. The EPA says that the shortcomings of narrative standards have been evident in DEQ's permitting process since the bill went into effect last year. 35% of Montana's river miles and 22% of its lake acreage are considered impaired by nutrient pollution, which can kill fish and produce elevated toxins and bacterial growth harmful to human health in severe cases. The EPA's action effectively puts numeric nutrient standards that had been in place for nearly a decade prior to last year's bill back into effect. The reversal will affect DEQ's process for issuing permits to sewage treatment plants and other waterway dischargers, such as mining companies and oil refineries. In a landmark first, scientists have grown plants in lunar soil using samples collected during the Apollo missions to the moon. This is the first time plants have been sprouted and grown on Earth in soil from another celestial body. The study could lay the foundation for growing plants that supply oxygen and food on the moon, a timely consideration as NASA's Artemis program looks to land the first woman and the first person of color at the lunar South Pole later this decade. But the experiments also reveal just how stressful it is for plants to grow in lunar regolith, or soil, which is wildly different from natural habitats on Earth. The seeds that sprouted and grew were of Arabidopsis thaliana, or thale cress. The Arabidopsis sprouts showed signs of struggle as they adjusted to the lunar soil. The seedlings were smaller, grew slower, and varied in size compared with plants grown in Earth soil. The roots were stunted, and the plants took longer to grow expanded leaves than the Arabidopsis plants grown in volcanic ash. The researchers want to conduct follow-up studies to understand how growing plants in the lunar environment could actually alter the moon's soil and determine the most efficient way to grow plants in lunar soil and help them avoid the stressors identified during the study.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.